You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. 6 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, August 22nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison at the corner of Fairchild and State Street. Partly cloudy right now. You heard Brittany Rollo, maybe some showers here and there throughout Wisconsin, but all in all, pretty nice weekend. Let's take a look out at the old Sam Davidson street cam, Zommers, if we can, out there, see what's going on State Street. The night market was last night, was down there with John and Gordy and the Italian Stallion, as we call him, Dom Lee. Lots of autographs last night for Dominic Lee. A lot of the young co-eds are coming back to Madison after the summer break, and he was very popular down on State Street last night.
What can I say? He's the total package.
Well, that's what they said. But anyway, he was down there taking autographs and getting phone numbers, perhaps. But it was a good time had by all down there on State Street. So we got a couple more of those night markets. There it is. They've already got the road closed sign on State Street for the Farmers Market Manana. A couple of bikers there blowing through the street signs.
They don't care. As they are wont to do.
Yes, they're wont to do. I'm telling you, somebody's going to get injured at some point. A couple of pedestrians out there. It's always fun. I enjoy this view because you get to see people, and you have all kinds out there. There's other biker. Now, there is a biker with one of those, what do you call them, carriages? You call them a harness? No, is that a harness?
I mean, it's like a little trailer for a child.
Right. It's a kid house on wheels or whatever
a
that is.
A buggy? A wagon?
It's a buggy. It's a kid buggy on a bike. Now, there's somebody going the wrong way. They have a U-Haul trailer, and they're going up State Street. You're going the wrong way, as they said on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Not again.
And these parents, they're coming. They're not from Madison. They're from Oklahoma. And they're bringing their kid up here, and they're like, we don't care about the one-way streets. We want to drop this kid off and get back to Oklahoma because they got to Madison, and they don't know what to make of it.
I just hope that their children going to college learn how to read better than their parents are.
Wow, anti-Oklahoman.
Read the one-way street sign.
Oh, I see.
That's what I was saying.
I get it. All right. Anyway, we'll keep our eyes on State Street here outside the window and tell you if any big breaking news happens. Let's hope not. All right, at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, going to do what's worse in a minute. But first, we are right smack dab in the middle of the show here, where we remind you once again that you can get win free Brewers tickets to a game coming up on Thursday, August 28th, against Arizona. Here's the deal. It is for 1 o'clock, 1:10 to be exact, in the afternoon. You got to be able to go to this game. We don't want anybody to be harping on us. We don't want any complaining, any whining. Oh, I won, but I can't go on Thursday. Can I have the Saturday game? No. No, you may not. because our friend and colleague and boss, Luke Mathers, he meticulously watches over the entire season's worth of tickets. He goes down in the spring before the snow is even gone to Milwaukee and goes to the ticket master at home plate, and they give him all the tickets for the season. He puts them in his well-oiled synthetic mink leather satchel, and he brings them home, and he keeps them under Funkin' Waggle's porch, and they've been there since noon. And then whenever he is wont to do, he brings out four and he says, okay, I will allow these four to be given. And you can't
mess with the process.
No, you can't mess with the process. You can't trade them out. So you can't have another game. You got to be able to go on Thursday, August 28th at 1:10 in the afternoon. That said, If you're able to, now you take out your phone, download the Civic Media app, go to one of the first 10 stations. You open it up. In the lower right-hand corner, it will say text, and there's a little bubble icon for those that used to watch read comic strips. There's something called newspapers that I grew up with. They had comic strips. And the little bubble that the text would be in, the conversation, it looks like that on the phone. And you click on that. Now you're set to go. And here is the word you need to text via the Civic Media app. The word is WIN. W-I-N. WIN. Text it right now on the Civic Media app. WIN. W-I-N. WIN is the word. You have until 4 o'clock to dial it in, to text it in. At the top of the hour, the computer will randomly select from the correct entries. Have to be spelled correctly to be eligible. And then that person could win the four tickets to the club level section of AmFam Field. You got air conditioned, you got your own concessions. You can order concessions from your seat. They bring a masseuse in at the seventh inning stretch. That's a lot of fun. No, that not really. But anyway, it's for the August 28th game. Text the word WIN, W-I-N, for a chance to win those free tickets. And it's not just us, mind you. Stick around. After our show, Maggie Dawn will have a word on the Maggie Dawn Show. And then every Friday, you can get up. Here's what you do. You get up, and if you got your PJs on, you're set. If you sleep naked, put something on, because Kreitlow doesn't like to have people listen to him that are naked. It's a pet peeve of his.
He knows.
So put something on. You put clothes on, and then you dial in Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9. And Kreitlow gives you a word during his show, and then stick around for Matt Nair and Air with the wonderful and talented Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach, and then they'll give you a word, and then Osborne, or no, Hartman, Tom Hartman comes on, and he'll sell you some crypto, and he'll give you a word, and then stick around. It's all day long, you understand, on Fridays. It's a good time had by all.
From 6 to 6?
From 6 to 6. I like that. From 6 to 6, around the clock, every Friday, it's a barrel of fun. Text the word WIN, W-I-N, right now to the Civic Media app, and you'll be eligible to win those free Brewer tickets. It's 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock on a Friday. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. It is your chance to have your voices heard across all 10 news, talk, and sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely, timely indeed. We talked about parents moving their kids into college dorms, into college apartments. My goodness, Zomers, I drove in, was it yesterday, I think I said? I was coming in, and they were lined up literally. It was one of these new high-rises downtown that caters to students. And it was around the block. Parents, it looked like the Beverly Hillbillies. They had the furniture loaded up on the back of the vehicles, and they were waiting to get into the parking ramp to drop off their kids, to say, it is now your life, it is your responsibility, go have fun. And then the parents go home and have a beverage and say, whew, we made it.
So, maybe. Some of them, I'm sure. There were quite a lot of people yesterday.
There's a lot of moving going on. So the category today, what's worse, changing jobs or moving? Changing jobs or moving? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, changing jobs or moving? I'm particularly interested by the graphics on the screen today. If you're watching this on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, on the moving part, they put on a sign that says "Welcome to Texas."
Not sure why you moved to Texas.
Texas. Now look, I get the politics, but it's a beautiful. There are parts of Texas that are stunningly beautiful.
I would like to visit someday.
You go to the Hill Country in Texas; it is some of the most beautiful ground I've ever seen. I mean, it is. Everything is bigger in Texas. The landscapes, the roadways. Here's a pro tip. Don't rent a cheap Mitsubishi four-wheel drive vehicle and tried to drive on the interstates around Dallas. Because you will, I did that once. I went down for my friend Alex and his lovely wife Kristen's wedding. And I was there for like 24 hours. And I was on a very, very limited budget at the time. But I wasn't going to miss this wedding. And so I flew into Dallas-Fort Worth and I rented the, it was like, honest to God, it was like $19.
Wow.
For the rental for the time period. And it was some cheap Mitsubishi, like, it was like a knockoff of a RAV4. It was like a Mitsubishi. And down in Texas, they got like 8-lane, 10-lane interstates around Dallas. And you're, and if you want to, you know, you're going 75, you might as well be going 45. And you just, and I'm trying to keep this Mitsubishi up to speed, going 80 miles an hour. And it feels like the wheels are going to fall off. It was not a pleasant
thing. Yeah, I've driven cars like that.
Yeah. But their wedding was at the Dallas Botanical Gardens. Stunningly beautiful place there. So, no, Texas is many parts of Texas, a great place to. I would like to explore more of the, maybe not so much right now, but at some point, the southern border, like, you know, along the Rio Grande, as they say, Rio Grande. I've driven through, you've heard me tell this story, my friend Brooke Dobbs, who was driving long-haul truck at the time, and we went down to San Antonio. It looked like a beautiful place. We basically only drove through there. Got to see where George Strait's ranch was at. That was a lot of fun. But I would like to spend more time in San Antonio. So what's worse, changing jobs or moving? Changing jobs or moving? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Carol, listening on WMDX in Madison, says moving is worse. Last time I changed jobs, I wound up at Civic. But she put the heart after it. So she's saying it was a good change. What's moving or changing jobs? What's worse? Brett, listening in beautiful Brown Deer on WAUK, says moving is absolutely the worst. I hate moving. It's a big pain. I'd quit a job if I had to move. Wow. After 12 years in the Army, I've had my fill of moving. Well, right there you go, Brett. First and foremost, thank you very much for your service. We admire and appreciate all of our veterans here on this program. So thanks for your 12 years of service in the United States Army. And I totally understandable now. I mean, I've known people who have been in the service as well. And yeah, when you're moving all the time. But also, I know people who have had to do that. And they get really, really good at it. Like they don't accumulate a lot of clutter, and they're really good at packing. They're very efficient. They get that.
Oh, I wish that were me.
Oh, we should have our friend Lisa Holly on the show, the matriarch of the Holly family. I've talked about her before. If there is someone who knows how to move, it is Lisa Holly. She should be employed like by Mayflower Movers as a consultant. She could probably make a lot of money doing that. She knows how to. And she's one of these movers. She doesn't futz around, you understand? Nope, you haven't used that in 6 months, gone. I mean, she is like a scalpel when it comes to moving, but she's very, very good at it. What's worse, changing jobs or moving? 855-752-4842. As I look out the window, our own Luke Mathers is staring me down. Is he telling me I'm changing jobs or am I moving? We'll answer that on the other side, I think. Come on back. It's the Todd Hallball Show for now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're sorry. The program you're trying to reach is unavailable.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great song. All my exes live in Texas. What's worse, changing jobs or moving? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm trying to think. I use dating in the loosest word possible. I'm trying to think if I ever hooked up with anybody from Texas. I don't think so.
I can tell you why I have not.
Why?
I can tell you I have not. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I think it'd be I lived with a Texan, but not in the biblical sense. We're just roommates. We really were. That's whose wedding I went down to see in Texas. And it's great living with a Texan because you understand more about Texas and about Texans. And in my case, you know, they're more self-conscious than they let on. And there's lots of boisterousness and lots of, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And then if you only knew this and you only knew that. Blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of it all, I don't know, don't listen to me.
Nice.
They like to brag. You like to let off the steam. But at the end of the day, they're actually pretty humble people. They know what's up. So, yeah, Alex is a great guy, great friend, and a great dad now, too. He and his lovely wife, Kristen, have a new son. Not quite so new anymore. Conrad.
Conrad?
Yes. Named after our producer on Nightlight, Conrad.
Somehow I think it may not be the case.
No, probably not. But anyway, so yeah, what's worse, changing jobs or moving? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app or on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Our very own Terry Barr, the Emmy Award-winning Terry Barr, thank you very much. Co-host of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night on WMDX here in Madison at 6 o'clock. Terry Barr says, my in-laws used to have a home in Brownsville, Texas. We drove over the border many times with them. It was a fun adventure. Now, see, that's great, Terry. I appreciate that. My paternal grandparents wintered in Brownsville for a couple, 3 years, and they used to do the same thing. In fact, I still have on my deck back home a big ceramic pot that was bought south of the border in Mexico.
That's pretty cool.
It's a beautiful pot. It was given to me by my Aunt Mace. Because she went with him on this trip to Texas. Anyway,
I have never received pot from my aunt.
A pot.
Sorry.
A pot.
Not either.
Cindy, listening in Wausau on WHHXCO, Bull Falls Radio, says, I think changing jobs is worse. You have to find your niche. You have to meet and make new friends. You have to find your groove to work with everybody. And sometimes there are people that make it miserable. Well, that's speaking from experience, right? People, I think all of us have changed jobs, always have those situations. Thank you, Cindy. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend up there in Wausau. Todd or Billy? I always appreciate this. Todd or Billy on WMDX says, even a good move is so stressful and unpleasant. A job change can be great or difficult. This is Todd or Billy. I really enjoy that. What else we have? Greg, listening in Genesee Depot on WAUK, says moving is worse. I hate moving. Well, there
and
you go.
And we're caught up.
That's caught up. All right. What's worse, changing jobs or moving, Mr. Zomers?
I am going to have to emphatically say that moving is worse.
Really?
It's I have too much stuff, and it's hard for me to get rid of, and I hate packing it all up and then having to put it all in a new place and carrying all the furniture. Like, I like helping other people move. I hate moving my own stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but.
Yeah, well, it's because it's your own stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, also just helping other people is nice. Be like, yeah, I'm strategizing how to move all this and get it done, and then I can just leave. As opposed to strategizing how to move all this, and now I have to also resort everything and set everything back up.
Well,
I don't want to do that stuff, right. And so I don't. And then when I move, all my stuff just stays in boxes.
PJ, watching on YouTube, says moving is worse because the amount of times that I have moved, and it was always a struggle. Thank you, PJ. Appreciate you watching on the old YouTube there. I've done both more than I would like. And many times changing jobs was not my choice, not because I got fired from things, but, you know, Dale Schultz, my former boss, likes to call me the Billy Martin of the Schultz office, the former manager of the New York Yankees, who George Steinbrenner fired several different times and would bring back. Well, I never got fired from the Schultz office, but when you're, you know, I went there and then I got offered this job in Congressman Scott Klug's office, and then he retired. and then went back to Dale's office. Then he became majority leader, and we said, me and another guy who was chief of staff, we said, well, if you're not the majority leader, we'll voluntarily leave, and then that happened, so we volunteered. So there was just, when you work in politics, it drives your family nuts because of the amount of uncertainty. You're not, whether you're employed is not entirely whether you're doing a good job or not. It's just, you know, the nature of the game. Or you go on a campaign. If your campaign wins, look, you got a job. If you don't, you don't have a job. So I've changed jobs. So I would say I get more apprehensive anxiety about changing jobs.
Which is totally fair.
But what's more difficult? Probably moving. For many of the reasons that you said. And others. Mike, a brand new caller listening in Madison on MDX. Thank you, Mike, for that. Says moving is worse unless you live next door to someone you don't like, in which case it's big party time.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Let's see. Chelsea texting in, a brand new caller in Sun Prairie on WMDX. Chelsea, welcome to the show. I'm Todd. This is Aaron Zomers on the other side of the glass. Well, at least for me, on the other side of the mic for you. We welcome you in. We try to pursue the truth and have fun doing it. We're going to come back and do that. Brand new headlines, breaking news right now. Ghislaine Maxwell has said what happened with Donald Trump. We're going to tell you what she claims to be the truth. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, August 22nd, 2025. Aaron Zomers on the board, minding the house, keeping me in line, or at least trying to. And glad to have you along, everybody, on this Friday. Don't forget, the fun this hour is you have a half an hour. Well, not quite. 25 minutes-ish to text in right now via the Civic Media app to be a participant in, have a chance to win 4 club-level seats at AmFam Field to see the Milwaukee Brewers, the Red Hot Brewers. Coming up on Thursday, August 28th, they're going to play Arizona. Game time, 1:10 in the afternoon. So you got to be able to go in the afternoon. You cannot trade the tickets out for a different date. So if you could go on Thursday, August 28th against Arizona at 1:10 in the afternoon, take out your phone, download or open the Civic Media app. The first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. And then text us. Click on one of them. Open it up. It'll say text in the lower right-hand corner. And then text the word WIN. W-I-N, WIN. Text the word WIN on the Civic Media app. The word is WIN, W-I-N, right now. At the end of this hour, at 4 o'clock, the computer will randomly select someone from the correct entries, and you're going to be going to that Milwaukee Brewers game coming up on August 28th at 1:10 in the afternoon. The word is WIN, W-I-N. Be listening as well later on this afternoon. 6:35 pregame show, just after 7 o'clock, the first pitch. The Brewers welcome Willie Adames back to AmFam Field as the Giants are in Milwaukee for a series. You can hear it across many of these stations on the Brewers and Civic Media Radio Network. All right, breaking headlines on this Friday. We call these things news dump. So Friday afternoon news dump, because usually in the political world, what you want to do is you want to release your least favorable information in the least seen time slot in hopes that people won't see it and will forget about it. And so that turns out to be like 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Here we are at 3:30, so partner 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock on the west, on the East Coast. So it's coming out now, so a lot of places are reporting this. This from CNN. By the way, let me get to a couple of the quick headlines before I get to the Maxwell Epstein stuff. Multiple fatalities, including children, after a tour bus with about 50 people crashes in New York State. So thinking about all those people dealing with that in New York State. Also breaking at this hour, Kilmar Umbrego Garcia has been released from criminal custody 5 months after he was unlawfully deported while he awaits further prosecution or the court process. So Kilmar Umbrego Garcia out of jail for now and able to be with his family. But the big headlines at this hour, and this should not surprise anybody, quite frankly, nor should it be unexpected. I mean, I called this weeks ago when this is Trump's personal attorney sitting down with Ghislaine Maxwell, the former partner of Jeffrey Epstein, who is in jail right now after being convicted of being a party to child sex crimes with Jeffrey Epstein. And so Trump's personal attorney, which is now part of the U.S. Department of Justice, wanted to talk with her alone because he wanted to get to the truth. Geez, if I could just talk to you alone. Well, as it turns out, shortly after this several interviews over several hours, guess what? Ghislaine Maxwell got moved from a harder prison into what they call Club Fed, a play on words for Club Med, the big resort community. So they moved her to a soft prison where it's pretty cushy and she can live a pretty cushy life under confinement.
From what I understand, it also includes the ability to leave confinement for work purposes.
In some cases. Yeah, I'm not sure she got that deal, but I think it can. Yeah.
I remember reading that, but I guess check on it for yourselves. I'll look for it in the meantime.
So Ghislaine Maxwell got moved out into this Club Med, into this softer prison, after she did this interview with the U.S. Department of Justice with the same attorney who was Trump's personal attorney, in private, just the two of them. The headline this afternoon, here's the big one, from CNN, Epstein accomplice told Trump's Justice Department she, quote, never witnessed, unquote, the president behave, quote, in any inappropriate setting in any way, unquote. I told you guys this weeks ago, right? So at least two or three, 4 weeks ago. I said, I get why everybody's infatuated with Epstein files, but if you think that we're ever going to find out the truth on this thing, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Because in my opinion, all of the real evidence of what really happened in this thing is gone. Trump's had it destroyed. And again, it's just use your common sense, right? You ever seen when you scroll through your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Insta, whatever, you go through and there's these great videos of like dogs, and it shows like dogs and who have crapped in the kitchen or gotten into the cereal, done something wrong. And it shows the dogs, and they have this look. They know they're guilty. And they'll, like, look the other way. They don't want to look at the owner. Or they'll, like, put their head down. Or they'll back away from the camera. Like, even a standard pet knows when they've done wrong. And they react to that. It's the same way here, in my opinion. If Donald Trump has nothing to hide, if he was never part of the terrible, terrible, horrific things that have been proven in court with Jeffrey Epstein and his island where he kept underage girls and brought grown men down there for the explicit purposes of having sex with them. And Ghislaine Maxwell has been accomplice to this. It was proven in court. She's in jail because of that. If Trump was in no way associated with it, then he would release the files and say, I was never a part of this. Whoever was, here's the deal. And remember, the core base of MAGA, and I'm not talking about your next-door neighbor who put up a Trump Vance sign. I'm talking about these QAnon people, the true cult people. What I'm talking about, remember the J6, the January 6th insurrection, the guy who wore the Fred Flintstone water buffalo hat with the horns on it and painted himself up a red, white, and blue. We're talking about that guy, the QAnon guy. And I don't, this is not a joke, all right? These QAnon folks believe, and the reason that they supported Donald Trump for president, again, they believed that there was a whole ring of mostly Democrats who were pedophiles who were controlling the government and that they needed to be held accountable. And they were all part of the Jeffrey Epstein sex ring. And the reason that the ultra-mega QAnon base looked past Trump making fun of disabled people, Trump having three wives, and then cheating on Melania with a hooker, which was proved in court. He's a philanderer. He constantly uses swear words and God's name in vain. And the reason that the QAnon MAGA base look past all of that is because they believe that he, Trump, was chosen by God to exploit or to expose these terrible crimes of Jeffrey Epstein, which they claim were mostly Democrats. And so now that Trump is in power again and has the power to release all this, Trump has a problem. Because if he doesn't release it, then to his most ardent base, who is willing to forgive every sin of his, for one thing, he's not giving them the one thing that they wanted and still want, which is the full, unredacted release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Now, I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. If Donald Trump had nothing to hide, he would just do it. There's no reason not to. And the fact that he continues to do everything he can to make sure that this is not released, to me, my opinion, says he's obviously guilty of something he does not want his, especially his most ardent base, to know. And the fact that this Ghislaine Maxwell woman, essentially the partner of Jeffrey Epstein, who knows everything, and from the victims of these crimes, they have testified under oath that Ghislaine Maxwell was a terrible, awful person who set these things up and helped Jeffrey Epstein. Now for Ghislaine Maxwell to be given special treatment, seemingly, keyword seemingly, in exchange to let Trump off the hook. Do you really believe this? I mean, it's a deal. It's a trade-off. So there's really no news here at all, if you want my opinion. The news is exactly what I expected. That they went in because Ghislaine Maxwell came from a very rich background. She doesn't want to sleep in a jail cell. She wants the easiest place she can. And she wants out, quite frankly, out of jail. She asked for that, out of prison. So what does she do? Under, you know, talking to the Department of Justice, Donald Trump's personal attorney, she says, quote, Donald Trump never witnessed, or she, quote, never witnessed, unquote, President Trump behave, quote, in any inappropriate setting in any way. Basically saying, letting Trump scot-free off. That's it. A lot of other stuff. This is just breaking right now. On Prince Andrew, Maxwell told the DOJ she did not introduce Prince Andrew to Jeffrey Epstein. Quote, that's a flat untruth. I will start with that, unquote, she said. Recollections. Maxwell struggled to remember parts of her relationship with Epstein, which began more than 30 years ago. She frequently told Blanche that she didn't remember details of her conversation. I bet she didn't. What else do we have here? Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, again, Trump's former attorney, challenged convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell on the sexual behavior of her longtime associate and alleged conspirator Jeffrey Epstein. Quote, did Epstein seem to you to be a sexual deviant? Unquote. That's the question. The Deputy Attorney General continued, young women were everywhere. Multiple massages on some days, flew with the women to the island, to New York, Paris. There's always women. There's always rubbing him, giving him massages. I think it would be an understatement to say that was not normal, question mark. Maxwell simply replies, I agree. So, I mean, they're literally feeding her the information they want her to confirm. So the whole point of this to me is, oh, and also she cleared Bill Clinton in this as well, because there's a lot of rumors that Bill Clinton ended up at this island. Maxwell says in this interview with the Justice Department, Trump's former personal attorney, she claims that Bill Clinton never went there. So, I mean, it's going to be all over CNN tonight and MSNBC and Fox and everything else. The news is there's no news. The news is that it's all covered up and we're never going to know the truth. That's the bottom line. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm happy to take your calls on it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Come on back. We'll discuss this breaking news here on the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a weather update with Brittany Merlot. Get out there and enjoy that weather this afternoon. A sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers play tonight in AmFam Field against the Giants. Willie Adames back in town. Pre-game show on several of these stations starts at 6:35. First pitch at 7:05. If you want to go see the Brewers on Thursday, August 28th, in the afternoon, you got to be able to go in the afternoon, 1:10 p.m., I've got 4 tickets to the club-level seats in my hot little hands. You can win them simply by going to the Civic Media app right now on your phone, opening it up, the first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Click on one of those. You'll see a little icon that says text. Click on that and then text the word WIN. W-I-N. W-I-N. Text WIN right now on the Civic Media app. You have until 4 o'clock. That's when the computer will randomly draw someone, and that lucky person will be on their way to a Brewers game with 4 free club-level seats. Talking about breaking news right now across the wires, Ghislaine Maxwell's interview with the Department of Justice, Todd Blanche, Trump's former personal lawyer, is the one that interviewed Maxwell one-on-one. Essentially, to break it down into layman's terms, she's claiming that Trump is completely innocent. Never had anything to do with Epstein in terms of anything illegal or anything. I mean, this is not a surprise. In my opinion, it was a payout for her to get a better deal, a lighter deal on her prison sentence. And maybe she's going to get off scot-free with a pardon. Who knows? But there's nothing here that I'm seeing that's, this is exactly what I expected. 855-752-4842. If we can make it brief, going to try to get a board game of the weekend here. So, Mark, if you make it brief from prayer to sack, Mark, what do you got?
Well, I want to hear from the victims, and I also want to have Trump breathe the coal smoke that he's just authorized, you know, spending $1 million a day on that coal plant, bringing it back up. I mean, that I believe the victims. I mean, I don't believe Ghislaine Maxwell. I do not believe Ghislaine Maxwell. And make Trump suck coal smoke for the next 30 days.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Joe and Madison listening on WMDX. Joe, thanks for calling. What do you have?
Well, I'm in on the pardon pool. I think you can really get some money out of that puppy.
Right?
And, I would say you could really start a nice line of, the liar's sound stack, if you will. Start with Captain Renault. You know, I'm shocked to hear that gambling's going on here. Right. You know, here are your winnings, monsieur. And they could go to Annie Lennox, you know, say, would I lie to you? Johnny Lang, lie to me. You know, I mean, just make it the lie, you know, the lie sound stack for the next week, because we all know it's lies. We know that she was completely involved in cruising the middle schools looking for middle school meat, to be blunt about it, disgusting and blunt about it. So I know you're short on time, and I don't want to stand in front of the board game because we need joy.
Need some joy. That's right. Thanks, Joe. Always appreciate it. Have a great weekend. All right. With that said, 5 minutes before the hour, it's time once again for a quick board game of the week. Here we go.
Welcome back for another edition of Board Game of the Week. This time, we've got a really easy game that you can play with a lot of people. So it's great for, you know, a weekend with family, friends. Maybe you're finishing off the summer vacation, spending some time with people before you head on back to school.
You're meeting new people at school and college, maybe.
It's also great for that because it's very easy to play, easy to explain, and surprisingly fun and reveals a lot of things about people that you wouldn't expect.
Really? All right,
so
do tell.
This game is called Hues and Cues.
Hues and Cues. All right.
There's a board of a bunch of colored squares, kind of like you're looking through paint, you know, colors, that kind of thing. And each player takes turns. You get a card with 4 colors on it, and you choose one to be your secret color. And then you think of a 1-word hint to describe that color, and everyone else puts a piece on the board what they think you're describing. And then if they don't get it, you can give 2-word hints. Oh. You know, there are some rules, like you can't say green. Like you can't just say a color.
Right.
But you get some really interesting things. You get to see into people's heads a little bit. And you get points for giving good hints, and you get points for making good guesses.
Oh. All right.
And It can be played really quickly. You can just have everyone go once, or you can keep going for a while. And it's pretty cheap. It's about $20, $25.
$20. That's not bad at all.
And available at most game stores or a lot of department stores like Walmart and such.
What I like about this is that, as you said, you can, if you just have a few minutes, a quick icebreaker, you can do it that way, or you can stretch it out longer. Eau Claire Mikey, better known as my brother-in-law up in beautiful Eau Claire, says that's a fun game. Tried it a few times. Well, there you go. If Mike has tried it, it's got to be good. Mike, he likes
definitely
it.
Definitely fun. And you get a lot of stories that people will never hear the end of. Like, one of my roommates said machinery, what color is that supposed to be? You think maybe gray? There's no gray on the board.
Green, John Deere green.
It ended up being yellow.
Yellow. Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a great example. I think of machinery. I think of John Deere green, or I think of Minneapolis bowling red. That's what I think of.
It was a yellow.
Well, no. Actually, you know what? Farmall is red. My granddad's Minneapolis Moline was, in fact, yellow and black.
Or like cat machinery or right. Tonka, if you go with Tonka, the toys and
the
stuff.
The old Tonka trucks. All right. So what's it called again?
Hughes and Q's.
It's $20. Our board game of the week. Very good. Nice job. Sorry to cut you short on time, but with the breaking news, wanted to cover that. But that's great. Hughes and Q's. And you said board game shops are online or anything else?
Yeah, and it's in an increasing number of stores. I've seen it around.
All right. That was a good one. Hope everybody has a great weekend playing some board games of the week. The Brewers are back in action starting at 5:30 at the pregame show in several of these stations. The Pack, go Pack, go! Final preseason game against Seattle, heard on some of our stations as well. We'll be back on Monday. Many thanks to Sarah Galdusky, Secretary of State of Wisconsin, for being on the show. To Zomers, always doing great work on the board. And all of you for listening. Thank you so much, everybody. We do appreciate you so very much. Have a great weekend, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.